Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning.
Good morning. Lessons this morning. Is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. We're so grateful for this morning that God was with us throughout the evening, woke us up bright early this morning, give us another day that we've never seen before. This is the day that he's made, and let us rejoice in it. This is today is Wednesday, January 4th, 2023. We welcome you to prayer, praise, and deliverance this morning. So God is good. We are so grateful. And we will just enter into the gates with praise and thanksgiving. Father God, we are so grateful and thankful this day, Lord Jesus, a day which we have never seen, O God. But you, Lord Jesus, have blessed us and welcomed us into this day, Lord God. And we're just grateful, Father God, for all your goodness and all the many, many blessings, oh God, that you've bestowed upon us, oh Lord God. We will rejoice, oh Lord God, and be glad in this day, Father. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Thank you, Jesus, for all the ones that have come, Lord God, to just enter into your gates with praise and thanksgiving, Lord God, to meet you, Lord God, because, oh God, we know, Lord Jesus, that you're with us. When we open up and praise you, Lord God, you said in your word that there's where there's two or three against it. In your name, Lord Jesus, you are in the midst of it, Father God. So as we get started this morning, Lord God, we just praise you, Lord God. We adore you, Lord Jesus. We walk by faith and not by sight, Lord God. Honoring you, Lord God, this day with your divine favors, oh Lord Jesus. And God, we are so grateful, Lord God, so grateful, Father God. We give you glory, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
We give you all the glory this morning, Jesus. So we thank God today that we hear on Prayer, Praise, and Deliverance Ministries, and we just give God all the glory. We glorify your name this morning, Jesus. We give you the first fruits of our praise, Lord God. We are so grateful. We are grateful, 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 Lord. We are grateful, Jesus, Lord God. We give you all the glory and honor, Lord God, for you alone are good, Jesus, Lord God. For you alone are merciful, Jesus, Lord God. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, we enter this new year in praise, Lord God. We give you all the admiration this morning, Lord God. We glorify you, Jesus, Lord God. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Jesus, Lord God, for you are a deliverer, Jesus, Lord God. You are a way maker, Lord God. Lord God, you are our helper, Jesus, when in a time of need, Jesus. You are a comforter, Lord God, and we just thank you, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for tearing up every stony ground, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for putting our feet on solid ground this morning, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, that we will not be dismayed, Lord God. Lord God, that we will stand strong on the word of God, Lord God. So we thank you, Lord God. We thank you, Father God, that we can come to this prayer line for, Lord God, to hear the living word, Lord God, that we can wake up and just indulge on the living word, Jesus, Lord God. We thank you, Jesus, Lord God. So, Lord God, as we come today, Lord God, we ask you to feed us, Jesus, Lord God. Feed our spirits, man, this morning, Jesus, Lord God. As we enter our fast, Heavenly Father, Lord God, I pray that your mercy be upon us, Lord God, that we will be able to hear from you, Lord God, that this fast won't be like any other fast, Heavenly Father, Lord God, but this fast will be a deliverance fast, Lord God, that we will be delivered, Lord God. Lord God, we just thank you, Heavenly Father. We give you all the praise and honor this morning, Lord God. For we know, Lord God, that you care for us, Lord God. If you feed the birds of the air, Lord God, how much more you would do for your children, So we just thank you, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, and we give you all the glory this morning, Lord God, that we seek nothing, Lord God, like we seek you, Lord God. Let us seek you, Lord God, with everything that we got inside of us, Lord God. You said if we seek you, we will find you, Heavenly Father, Lord God. So we are seeking after you today, Lord God. You are our refuge, our way maker, Heavenly Father. So we just thank you today, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God. We thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Lord God, for what you're doing in our family's life, Lord God. Lord God, we thank you for what you're doing in our children's life, Lord God. We thank you for turning every situation around, Lord God, that it will favor us, Lord God. Lord God, we have faith in you today, Heavenly Father, Lord God. Lord God, we have faith in the evidence of things not seen, Heavenly Father, Lord God. So we know, Jesus, that you're doing something so big, so wonderful for us in this new year, Jesus. We are so excited, Lord God. We're so excited, Jesus, for every door that you're opening for us, Lord God. We thank you, Jesus, Lord God, that you called us, Lord God, that you called us, Jesus, Lord God. So we thank you, Lord. We thank you, Jesus, Lord God. We let us be ready, Lord God. Let us be ready, Jesus, Lord God. When you need us to go, Lord God, help us to grant us the mercy to obey, Jesus, Lord God. Obey you, Lord God. When you need us to do something, Lord God, grant us the mercy, Lord God, to obey you, Jesus, Lord God. So we just thank you for that today, Lord God. We thank you in the name of Jesus, Lord God. So today, what I'm going to do is I have some scriptures about deliverance. I went to a deliverance conference for New Year's. It was a three-day revival, and it was about, you know, just getting deliverance for the new year. So I wrote down some scriptures of deliverance that I'm going to share with you guys today. And we're just going to pray about just being delivered, because we know that God is a deliverer. And we just give him all the glory today that we don't have to be like we were. God has called us to be new creatures of Christ. And I just thank God for that today. I thank God for the Spirit. And I just thank God for just opening our eyes today. So the first scripture that I have is Psalms 34 and 17, and it says, when the righteous cry for help, the Lord hears them and delivers them out of their all of their troubles. Not some of their troubles. He says all of their troubles. So we just thank God that we don't have to go through, because he promised us that he would deliver us if we just called out to him. So we just thank God today that we can call out to him and he hears us. So we just thank God. So another scripture I'm going to share is Psalms 107 and 6. And they cried out to the Lord in their trouble. He delivered them from their distress. And this is the last one that I'm going to read, and we can go into prayer. And it's Psalms 50 and 17. And it says, call upon me in your day of trouble, and I will deliver you, and you shall glorify me. And I'm just going to read like a little excerpt from the Bible pertaining that scripture right there. And it says, some people recite God's laws but are filled with deceit and evil. And they claim that his promises but refuse to obey him. This is sin. This is sin, and God will judge people for it. We, too, are hypocrites when we are not what we claim to be. To let this be inconsistency remain shows that we are not true followers of God. Just because God is silent and does not mean he is condoning sin or he is indifferent to it. Instead of withholding deserved punishment, giving time for people to repent. So we're just going to come to God today and just call on him for deliverance. And just because we don't want to take anything from last year into this new year. So we just praying that God deliver us from everything, sicknesses, and just anything that we could be going through. As we go into this new year, we don't want to bring any of that old stuff, because I feel like God has just called us this year for just, I've just claimed that this is the best year. I just feel it. And I just want to make sure that this year is aligned with God's promises. Like, I'm so sincere with that, because I just know that this is like the golden year. It is. And God was so amazing and did so much for me last year and for my family. And I just thank God. And I know that he's the giver of all good things. And I just want each and every person and all our family that's connected us to live under open heavens this year, because that's what God wants for us. So I just thank God for just delivering us and allowing us to go into this new year delivered with a sound mind and a peaceful, clean heart. Amen.
Amen.
So, Father God, we just thank you for having mercy on us today, Lord God. We thank you, Father God, for being a deliverer, Lord God, a way maker, Lord God. Lord God, we just thank you, Lord God, for delivering us, Lord God. Lord God, that we don't go into this new year, Lord God, with last year's problems, Lord God. That we don't go into this new year, Lord God, with last year's situation, Heavenly Father, Lord God. Lord God, we deliver us, oh Lord. Deliver us, Jesus, Lord God. Deliver us from all sicknesses, Lord God. Deliver us, Lord God, from all sicknesses. Lord God, they might be having a bad day, Lord God, or a bad morning, Lord God. I
Right now, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Some mountains have been in our life, Lord God, for so long right now. Lord God, deliver us from them today, Lord God. Deliver us from them today, Lord God. We'll put the mountains in the sea right now, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, let us be delivered, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God. Deliver us, oh Lord. Deliver us, Jesus, Lord God. Deliver us, Lord God. Deliver our family members, Lord God. Deliver us, Jesus, Lord God. Deliver us, Lord God, from every situation, Lord God. Not favoring us, Lord God. Bless you, Lord God.
Thank you, Lord.
You are a deliverer, a way maker, Lord God. Lord God, deliver us, oh Lord. Deliver us from our attitude, Lord God. Lord God, deliver us from our own will, Lord God. Lord God, because your will be done. Lord God, not our will, Lord God. Deliver us from our own will, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God. For you alone, Lord God, are God. You alone are God, Lord God. Deliver us, Jesus, for all oppression, Lord God. Anything that's got us bound, Lord God.
Jesus, Lord, we call upon your name.
Jesus, we thank you, Lord God. We declare and decree today we are delivered. We are delivered. We are delivered today. Every situation that was not favoring us in 2022 will favor us in 2023. In the name of Jesus, Lord God. We are delivered. We are set free right now in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. All sickness right now. We are delivered right now in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for deliverance, Lord God. You said if we call upon your name, you will deliver us, Lord God. All the children are called upon my name, Lord God. We deliver, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Jesus, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God. We thank you, Jesus, that we don't got to take that old situation, Lord God, into 2023, Lord God. That you have set us free this morning, Lord God. We are free and free indeed. In the name of Jesus, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for being the deliverer, Lord God. A way maker, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. Your deliverance is our portion today, Lord God. You have delivered our family, Lord God. We would not be in bondage in 2023, Lord God, but we will be free, Lord God. Free, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Free from all sin, Lord God. Anything, Lord God, that's been found in us, Lord God. Remove it today, right now, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Anything that's been spoken of our life, Lord God.
Lord God, and restoring us a good heart, a clean heart today, Lord God.
God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, you are restorer, Lord God, a deliverer, Lord God. And we thank you, Lord God, to renew your anointing today upon us, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, that we will have unmeasurable deliverance, Lord God. Lord God, we will be delivered in every area, in every aspect, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord. In the name of Jesus, Lord. In the name of Jesus, Lord. We thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Jesus, Lord God. We thank you, Jesus. Lord God, I thank you, Lord God. Deliver our finances, Lord God. Lord God, let there be an overflow in our finances, Lord God, this year, Lord God. We're claiming it for 2023, Lord God. Deliver any bondage over our finances right now in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We pray for overflow right now, Lord God. Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God. Deliver us, Lord.
We decree it. We decree it.
Lord God, deliver us, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God. We thank you, Jesus, Lord God. Any relationship, Lord God, that wasn't favoring us, Lord God. Deliver us, oh Lord. Deliver us, Lord God. Thank you, Jesus, Lord God. Thank you, Lord.
Lord
God, you said the righteous cry out to the Lord. You hear them and deliver them from all their trouble, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, I call after today, Lord God, that you deliver me from all fears, Lord God. Lord God, deliver us from fears right now today, Lord God. Lord God, deliver every fear, Lord God. Return every fear to, Lord God, triumphant right now in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We will not fear nothing, Lord God. We will not fear nothing, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, deliver us from all fear right now. In the name of Jesus, Lord God. Thank you, Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, we will serve you, Lord. We will serve you, Jesus. You are Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Jesus, for your anointing, Lord God. We are grateful today, Jesus, Lord God. We are grateful, Lord. We are grateful, Jesus, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. We are grateful. This is flowing from my heart, Jesus. It's flowing from my heart, Lord. Gratefulness, Jesus, Lord God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Gratefulness, Jesus, Lord God. Thank you, Jesus, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Jesus, Lord God. Gratefulness, Lord. Grateful, Jesus. Grateful, Lord. We are grateful, Lord. We are grateful, Jesus, this morning, Lord God. We are grateful, Heavenly Father, Lord God. We are grateful, Jesus. We are grateful, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. It's flowing from my heart, Lord God. It's flowing from my heart, Jesus. Flowing from a heart. And it feels from.
Thank you, Jesus.
His gratefulness. Thank you, Jesus, Lord God. We thank you, Lord. All the glory to you, Lord God. Thank you, Jesus, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Jesus, Lord God. Thank you, Jesus, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. God of God, Lord of Lords, Jesus, Lord God. Thank you, the great I am, Lord God. Thank you, Jesus, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, King Jesus, Lord God. Thank you, King Jesus, Lord God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord God.
Thank you for healing. Thank you for the way that's already made.
Thank you for the prayer. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, we are at your feet today, Lord God. We are at your feet today, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, for renewing us, Lord God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus, Lord God. Thank you, Heavenly Father, Lord God. We thank you, Jesus, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, for being a deliverer, a way maker, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, a situation turn around, Lord God. We thank you for another chance, Lord God. Thank you for a second, third, fourth, fifth, 50th, 1,000th chance,
Lord God. Lord.
I just thank each and every one of y'all. I thank you for everything. And I just want to get the names of everybody that's here today. I just want to give, I just want you to give your name, prayer, praise, report, whatever you got. You can do it right now.
Yes.
Good morning. Yes. Good
praise
morning.
The Lord.
This is Gladys.
Yes.
Good morning. I just want to thank God for the word that got Sister Chris delivered this morning. It was powerful.
Yes.
I came in on the tail end of it. Hallelujah. But I just thank God for uplifting and hallelujah and restoring, delivering me right now in the name of Jesus to continue to keep on in spite of all of my troubles, in spite of everything that's going on, the situation. And no matter how many times that I may fail, hallelujah, see, I have an advocate with the Father to come boldly before him.
Yes.
The throne of grace, make my petition be known. So I ask for forgiveness in the mighty name of Jesus. So I thank you this morning, Chris, hallelujah, for allowing the Lord God to use you in the name of Jesus. I thank you for allowing him to use you, my sister, in the name of Jesus. And I just thank God for all that he's doing for my family, all that he's doing, the things that I see and the things that are unseen that he's doing right now on our behalf right now, Father. In the name of Jesus, and I thank everyone that's on this prayer line, hallelujah, the ones that wanted to come and couldn't come, whatever reason, I thank God for you all, in the name of Jesus, amen, I love you all,
amen. Yes, praise the Lord. This is Sister Horsley. Praise the Lord. I just want to say thank you so much, Evangelist Chris. We thank God for that powerful word. We know that we have to remember and remind ourselves that we must be a grateful people, and I thank God for that, and to search ourselves. You know, the Word of God says examine yourself. You know, and if we would examine ourselves, we would not come into the judgment of God, because God says if we confess our sins, He's faithful and just to forgive us. And so we have to learn to admit our faults to the Lord, ask God to strengthen us, praise the Lord, and remember, the scripture says, they that wait on the Lord, hallelujah, during this time of fasting, we are waiting on the Lord because we want to draw closer to him. We want to hear from him. We want to humble this flesh. We know there's no good thing in this flesh. So we just thank God for the powerful word on today. We thank God for the powerful prayers, hallelujah. We thank you, Sister Chris, for allowing the Lord just to use you and have his way. We thank God for all of you that have joined in unity and being grateful and thanking God for what the great things he's already done, thanking him moreover for our salvation. They that wait on the Lord, they shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. We will run and not be weary. We shall walk and not faint. So let's remember the precious word of God and remember, hallelujah, that it's only what we do for Christ that will last. Love you all in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Good morning, dear Sister Yvonne. I thank you for the word this morning. Amen.
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 Good morning. Good morning. This is Sister Marie. And I just thank you for the prayers that we all put out today. And I just want to thank God for 2023 being our season. Everyone have a good day.
Amen.
Amen. Good morning. Good morning. This is our Sister Mary here, and I just thank God for that word of God so perfect and on this fourth day of the year, as we go forth in our prayer and our fasting and deliverance, a great word of God. Thank you, our Sister Chris, for delivering that word. And as we prayed and brought forth deliverance even over us, over ourselves, I just thank God for that word and the scriptures that we had earlier in Jesus' name. So as we go forth in our great fast, these 3 days, fast as you like, but make sure you're giving some time to the Lord, praying in your heavenly language, setting aside or pushing away from the media, the distraction of the TV, whichever way you choose to fast. Let us seek God. He's given us a great word this morning to go forth on this fourth day in fasting and knowing that he will be with us as every step of the way. So I thank God for that great word of deliverance, 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 deliverance in Jesus' name. And I love each of you. God bless you.
Amen.
Amen. Good morning. This is Sister Lucinda. I'm so happy to be here with all of you today. Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Are there any more that anyone else wants to give your name
thank
this morning?
You, thank you, Lord. This is Sister Taylor. I just thank the Lord for his word. I thank you for the prayer. The prayer of the righteous veil is much. Thank you, Sister Chris, for taking us closer to the Lord by being delivered. Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Good morning. This is Sister Linda. I just want to say that I enjoy the service, and also I'm asking y'all to continue to pray for me. Thank you.
Amen.
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 I just want to ask y'all to pray for my cousin Pat's family and friends. They are planning on pulling the plug off her. She's in the coma, and they done all they can do, so they'll be unplugging their life support today, sometime today. So let's pray for strength for the families and friends for Pat.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Well, we're drawing a little closer to the top of the hour. We want to, if you have a prayer request and did not state it, you may state it now, and we will go in corporate in prayer. Praying over the needs that is you may have, or any more prayer requests. Well, amen, amen. Let's go in prayer and cover the names that is on our heart, the prayers that are spoken and unspoken. We're going to pray for our Sister Linda, the Pat's family, Brother Virgo, Sister Gladys, and those ones that are traveling, our dear Sister Pastor Bundy and Pastor Stelaskis, and all that is traveling with them. So let's go in prayer and in the favor of God, believing God as we intercede. Father God, in Jesus' name, Lord God, we are grateful people, Lord Jesus. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for your goodness and your mercy, Lord Jesus. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that you woke us up early this morning, Lord God. God, God, so we get us on the right path, Lord God. God, we
Lord,
as we cry out to you, Lord. Oh, God, without shortcomings, we lift it up to you, Lord. Oh, God, Father, our sins and transgressions, Lord. We promise you, Lord. Oh, God, as we give the meaning of
being the great deliverer, Lord.
We walk and pray over God. 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 We walk and pray over God.
We desire
to see walk in the newness of life. We God in the name of Jesus, stir up your heart,
right now,
mind your people, God, to go higher, to go deeper in the name of Jesus. Thank you for healing every family member. Thank you for healing the heart, crown of our head, the soul of our being. Oh God, the many have no knowledge of God. I come against Lord, we confess our hungry and declare
that we enter into this fast, Lord God.
We are healed, O God, because you have been 39 strikes. Lord, we believe in us, we receive your word, we receive our healing right now, we receive our deliverance right now, in the name of Jesus. All that you've already done, God, we thank you for the victory today, tomorrow. And our own way to be great.
Hallelujah.
For each and every one on this prayer line all around the world this morning, Father
yes,
God.
Yes,
and we honor you.
Yes, yes, yes,
and we praise you for our
thank
we
you.
Thank you for our protection this morning.
Thank
as we travel over the ages, how we today in Jesus'
thank
name.
You.
Amen.
Thank you,
Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
We thank God for you. Be blessed and God go forth in prayer, praise,
yes.
and deliverance
yes.
for the great word.
Yes.
We walk by faith and not by sight.
Yes.
As we go forth in
yes.
our fast, we go forth on this fourth day, the beginning of our fast, knowing that God sees
yes.
us, he's with us. You be blessed. We love you. We'll see
yes.
you again
yes.
tomorrow. God bless
yes.
you.
Yes.
We love you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. We're so grateful for each and every one who has joined us today. There may be somebody out there that has not received Jesus as your Savior. We invite you to do the sinner's prayer with us today, and then you will be saved. As you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart, if you repeat after me, dear Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, I ask you to forgive me of all my sins. I confess with my mouth, I believe in my heart, that Jesus died, he was buried, and he rose again. I ask you, Father, to help me to grow in the things of God. We thank God for each and every one who did the sinner's prayer. The angels are rejoicing, and we rejoice with you. What I suggest is that you find a good Bible-teaching church to attend in your region. Find a church that will teach you about Jesus and his love, so that you will be able to grow in the knowledge of the truth. If you desire to send a donation, an offering, a love offering, anything that will support our ministry, you may send it to Prayer, Praise, and Deliverance Ministry. The address is 1698 Carroll Lay Drive. The street is spelled C-H-E-R-Y-L. Second word is L-E-I-G-H Drive. That's 1698 Carroll Lay Drive in the city of Riverdale, Georgia, zip code 30296. If you desire to listen to a session after we're off the air, you can log in to blogtalk.com, Prayer, Praise, Deliverance. Once again, that's blogtalk.com, Prayer, Praise, Deliverance. Or you may dial the number 605-313-4929. The access code is 278-961-POUND. Select the pound sign to listen to the current session. And if you want to listen to a previous session, please call me or send me a text. My number is 904 904-859-1022. Once again, the number is 904-859-1022. I declare that the plowman overtakes the reaper in your life, and you live in continuous abundance. I decree that no weapon formed against you shall prosper, and the blessings of the Lord continue to overtake you as you live for Jesus Christ.